Venezuela, Maduro abducts two Americans following failed coup. By Ben Q on May 5, 2020. Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro announced on Monday that authorities had abducted two American citizens on charges of working with an alleged U.S. military veteran who claimed to carry out a failed coup against his socialist regime. In an address on state television, Maduro brandished passports allegedly belonging to Aaron Berry and Luke Denman, who he accused of playing Rambo in a failed attack intended to remove him from power. "We have physical and material evidence that the group trained on Colombian territory," he declared. It has been stated that the advisor to the United States showed evidence of expedition to assault the country and kill me. He did not specify who the advisor to the American government was. According to Maduro, the pair were working with Jordan Gaudreau, a man claiming to be an American military veteran who runs the Florida-based security company Silvercorp USA. They were abducted on Monday alongside 11 other men. One day after eight men were killed and two others detained in an alleged failed speedboat incursion into Venezuelan territory. Speaking to the Associated Press, Gaudreau confirmed that the two men were part of a mission named Operation Gideon, where they hoped to liberate Venezuela from Maduro's leadership, who has led the once thriving South American country into one of the world's most serious economic and humanitarian crises. He is now working to try and get his colleagues released from custody. "I've tried to engage everybody I know at every level," said Gaudreau. "Nobody's returning my calls, it's a nightmare." Sources close to or within the Venezuelan security forces told Reuters that the two men were arrested and are currently in the custody of Venezuelan military intelligence. "While the people are in quarantine and at peace, terrorists were planning and attacking against our country. I denounced this before the non-aligned movement," Maduro continued, in reference to the group of far-left governments opposed to the United States. "Venezuela is standing up, defeating the pandemic and terrorism." Maduro went on to claim that the plotters were working on behalf of Colombia, the U.S. government, and the nation's legitimate president, Juan Guaido, as part of an attempt to oust him from office. Representatives for Guaido insisted in a statement Monday that they have no relationship with or responsibility for the actions of the company Silvercorp, while demanding that the human rights of detainees were respected. Responding to the incident on Tuesday, President Donald Trump insisted it has nothing to do with our government. "We'll find out," he told reporters. "We just heard about it." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.